everyone, and welcome to episode 41 of the Power of God and Anime podcast, lovingly brought to you by Beneath the Tangles. I'm Mike of Luigi's Stories and Geekiness and Godliness, and I'm excited because it's coming up on another appearance for Luigi. This weekend, of course, is Free Comic Book Day, and I will be appearing as Luigi at Chautauqua Comics in Jamestown, New York. Really looking forward to it. There's going to be a bunch of other superhero characters there, and it's going to be a fun time. I can't wait. The sports fan in me is very excited right now. A lot of you know that I am a Buffalo Sabres hockey fan. I am also a New York Knicks basketball fan, and right now things are going fairly well for both of them. At the time of recording, the Knicks are currently 2-2 on their series with the Atlanta Hawks, and my Sabres are currently 2-1 over the Boston Bruins, and at the time I'm recording this, we are actually at the first intermission of Game 4, and the Sabres are ahead 4-0. It's going to be interesting when this comes out, what will have happened by that time. I've got something new going on with my Luigi projects. A lot of you may remember I, a while back, did a little music video, a parody of Lady by Kenny Rogers, which I called Daisy. Well, I'm hard at work on my second music video now. This one has already been recorded, and a little bit earlier today, I finished filming all of the footage for the music video. It's going to take quite a bit of editing work to put it all together, but we are on our way, and I am really looking forward to this. I think this is going to be a really good one, and I'm very excited to see how the video comes out. But look forward to that, because, as I said, I really think it's going to be good. I believe I may have gained a new anime waifu. One of the new series that came out this season is called Gals Can't Be Kind to Otaku. I've been finding some levels of relatability with our main character, Seo. I'd like to believe I'm not quite as much of an antisocial loser as he is, but admittedly, being something of an introvert who is generally quiet but gets very excited when it comes to talking about my passions, I can relate to him in some ways. And there was a particular moment in this series where that happened. He's talking to really popular girl, Ijichi, and when she mentions Glittermon, an anime that he is a fan of, he gets really excited and starts just going on and on and on about it, which is something that I do. And like me, he is just rambling and rambling, and then he realizes what he's doing and gets very self-conscious, worrying that he's coming off as annoying or lame. This is something I very much can relate to. But when he looks at her, Ichichi is just smiling and encourages him to continue, because even though she doesn't really know much about Glittermon, she is happy to hear him speak so passionately about the things he loves. And it's like those cases in anime where, you know, somebody says something and the person that is in love with them just like is physically shot back by what they say. Metaphorically, that happened with me right there, because as somebody who does act in this way, the same as Seo, having a girl who, even if she's not interested in the same things, likes hearing me talk about my passions, oh, that hit so hard. I immediately picked up the first two volumes of the manga, and we're only like 3 episodes in right now of the season, but I am already hooked. And I mean, I like our other, you know, character, Amine, too. But Ijichi Oh, she instantly shot up in my waifu rankings after that scene. All right, it's anime recommendation time. And to be honest, I'm kind of surprised that it took me this long to touch on this one, because this is a series I really enjoy. Today, we're going to talk about K-On! Funny enough, this is a series that I've heard some people give grief to because of the idea that it's a musical anime with very little music in it. But I would argue that it's actually not. It's a slice of life anime that features music. But let's get into what the series actually is. K-On!, of course, is the story that starts with a girl named Yui. Beginning her high school life, she realizes that she's never really been part of any clubs during her entire middle school time, so she wants to be in a club now that she's in high school. At the same time, we have Mio and Ritsu, two girls looking to start their high school lives, who decide to join the light music club. Technically, Ritsu decides that. Mio had intentions of joining another club, but Ritsu kind of dragged her along. Unfortunately, it turns out that the light music club actually pretty much lost all its members when they all graduated the previous year. So, the only way for this club to actually exist would be for Mio and Ritsu to get two more members and have a faculty advisor. So, they start doing what they can to try to draw in some more people. The first person they manage to get is a young girl named Mugi, who actually was intending to join the choir club, but they managed to talk her into joining the light music club instead. So at this point, we've got Mio on bass, Ritsu on drums, and Mugi on keyboard, but they still need one more member. About that time, Yui decides to give the club a chance, mostly because she didn't really understand what a light music club does, and she doesn't actually have any musical ability at that point. But the others managed to convince her to stay with the club anyway by promising her tea and snacks, which is actually where a lot of the complaints come, as most of the show is them just hanging out, you know, having funny moments while having tea and snacks. As time passes, Yui learns to play the guitar, and they're actually able to form a full-fledged band. And, of course, hilarity ensues as they go through all sorts of hijinks and humorous slice-of-life events. K-On! Is a fun series that has had two anime seasons and a movie, and actually the manga went beyond what the anime gives, although, let's face it, that's pretty common. And there's some fun stuff as the manga proceeds. But the anime in and of itself is quite fun. And the series is available on HIDIVE if you guys want to check it out. I highly recommend it. Although, as I said, don't look for a musical anime, because it's not really what this is. This is a slice of life anime. And as such, I highly recommend it. When you're skilled at something, or you accomplish something great, there's nothing wrong with being proud of your accomplishments or your abilities. However, when that pride turns into arrogance, it can become a very dangerous thing. And this is seen very well in the character of Gilgamesh from the Fate series. Of course, Gilgamesh, the King of Heroes, one of the heroes brought back to life to battle for the Holy Grail. And admittedly, Gilgamesh has one of the coolest noble phantasms in the entire series. Admittedly, Gate of Babylon is really, really awesome to see. But a thing about Gilgamesh is he is extremely arrogant, very full of himself, looks down on everybody, doesn't see anybody's life as worth anything beyond his own. He sees himself as the greatest thing ever. And really, his pride and arrogance makes him, despite being very cool, a fairly unlikable character. And unfortunately, that can happen a lot in the real world. And the thing is, whether it's non-Christians, whether it's people who just became Christian, or even people who've been Christian for a long time, becoming arrogant can happen. No matter what stage of life you're in, if you're not careful, you can get pretty prideful. Let's look at these three segments of people that I mentioned. First, let's start with non-Christians. Now, the thing is, a lot of times you expect non-Christians to act like non-Christians. That doesn't mean it's right for them to do so. I mean, it's like saying, well, this person is a career criminal, so we expect them to continue doing crimes. But that doesn't mean it's right that they're doing it. So I've seen people say, well, what do you mean you expect that out of non-Christians? They're non-Christians. Of course they're going to act like non-Christians. Yes, we are expecting that they're going to act like that, but that doesn't make it right. That doesn't mean we want to see them act like that. So many non-Christians cannot stand the idea of God. And one of the reasons is because they can't stand the idea of having to be below something. So many non-Christians want to be their own God. They want to be in charge of their own destiny. And the idea of God offends them because of that. A lot of times, people will be more than happy to point out, well, nobody's perfect. Everybody makes mistakes. But if you bring up sin, all of a sudden, they're offended at the idea of being seen as doing wrong. It's all in how you phrase it. But the thing is, as it says in Romans 12:3, because of the privilege and authority God has given me, I give each of you this warning. Don't think you are better than you really are. Be honest in your evaluation of yourselves, measuring yourselves by the faith God has given us. So many non-Christians are so full of themselves, so convinced of their own goodness, that they push away from the idea of God because it brings them back down, a place they don't want to be. But don't get me wrong, this is not like a just non-Christian thing. This is not a, well, non-Christians are horrible because they're arrogant, because Christians can fall into this as well. It happens to new Christians. And I think what can happen is a lot of times people, when they come to God, they can get this vigor for God. And they're so excited that they just push forward, a lot of times pushing beyond where they're spiritually ready to go. And I've seen that this can happen a lot actually with content creators. I have seen a lot of content creators recently who are new to the faith, but they want to use their platforms to try to spread God's word, which is a good thing. But they can get a little bit ahead of themselves. And unfortunately, when they get a big following, a lot of the people following them will go along with them, even if they're wrong. So we get these people who are spiritually immature drawing more people into an incorrect view of God. But because a lot of these young Christians can become so assured of themselves, partially because of the number of people that just go along with what they say, they can fall into that level of arrogance. Proverbs 16:18 is one of the most famous verses in the Bible, and it says, "Pride goes before destruction, and haughtiness before the fall." When we allow our egos to build up so much so quickly, it can cause us to become very haughty, very arrogant. And the higher up we start to go, the bigger fall we're going to have. Because the thing is, we're going to get brought back down if we start raising ourselves up. Look at what happened with the Tower of Babel. They tried to reach to God, and God brought them back down. The same thing can happen to any Christian who starts becoming overly confident in themselves and starts losing that confidence in God. And that can also happen to experienced Christians. A lot of times, the Christians who have done the most Bible reading can become the worst examples of this. There are people who've gone to Bible college, who have studied the Bible, they become so assured of themselves based on their knowledge, on their book reading, that they start to see themselves as at a higher point than they should be. The number of people who will come in and be like, well, I've read the entire Bible, and I can tell you this. And the thing is, they just come off so haughty, very similar to the people, the religious leaders from Jesus's time. They had the knowledge, but they were so full of themselves that they couldn't properly use the knowledge that they had been given. We have to remember, no matter how much we learn, no matter how much we may know, we're never going to understand everything. Until we go to heaven, we are not going to have all the answers. Heck, when we go to heaven, we may not even have all the answers, because at the end of the day, the only one who does is God. 1 Samuel 2:3 says, "Stop acting so proud and haughty. Don't speak with such arrogance. For the Lord is a God who knows what you have done. He will judge your actions." No matter how knowledgeable we may be, we are never going to be at the level of God. No matter how experienced we are as a Christian, no matter how much vigor we may have, no matter if we don't want anything to do with God, arrogance leads to nothing but trouble. No matter how high we may try to put ourselves, we are always going to get brought back down. And even if it doesn't happen while we're here on earth, the time will come. God's timing is not our timing. We may not know when it's going to happen. But nobody who tries to raise themselves up above God is going to succeed. Just like with Gilgamesh, it is very important that we do not allow our abilities, our knowledge, our accomplishments to give us big heads. We have to remain humble. And that actually is something that I will be talking about in a little tie-in to today's episode. If you want to see that, check out my YouTube channel, Geekiness and Godliness, where I'll be talking a little more about humility. But in the meantime, please join me in prayer. Lord God, I pray that you will help me to keep my feet on the ground, that you will help me to not become arrogant or prideful. I know sometimes that that can mean doing things to bring us down that can feel hurtful, but at the end of the day, I know that these things, like any form of discipline, are done to help us and to make us better. So I pray, Lord, that you will help me not to be arrogant, to always remember that any knowledge or abilities or accomplishments are all because of you, not because of my own doing. I pray this in your heavenly name. Amen. It is now time for Songs That Tell the Story. And today we talked about arrogance and the danger of pride. And I think that idea gets expressed very well in the song Lay Down My Pride by Jeremy Camp. Lay down my pride, my desires, my demise. I'm ready now to see it your way. 'Cause I'm done, I'm through ignoring you. Now it's true, I'm kneeling at the cross of your grave. Lay down my pride. Now it's time for today's anime poll. And today we talked about the Fate series, and I talked a little bit about Gate of Babylon, which I think is a really cool Noble Phantasm. But what is your favorite Noble Phantasm? There are three that really stand out to me. Gate of Babylon, Unlimited Blade Works, and Excalibur. But which of those three do you think is the coolest? Or do you think another one is really, really cool? Let me know. I'd love to hear what you guys think. All right, that brings me to the end of another episode. If you want to get more from me, you can find me on YouTube at both Luigi's Stories and Geekiness and Godliness, where, as I said, you can find a tie-in to today's episode. You can also find me at Geekiness and Godliness on Twitter at GeekinessG. And you can find Luigi on all sorts of different social media platforms at Luigi's_stories. And you can find more from Beneath the Tangles on all your favorite social media platforms. I hope today's episode has been a blessing for you. And remember, the power of God and anime are always on your side. Until next time.